I'm Amy DeWitt. I'm an associate professor of sociology here at Shepherd.
You have a new friend.
I do. This is Vasco. He's a black lab who's owned by Guiding Eyes for the Blind. And hopefully with proper socialization over the next year, he'll be a guide dog for the blind.
And this is your second dog. Explain, you know, what happened with the first dog.
So Luther was my first dog, and a lot of people on campus know Luther. We made our rounds quite a bit. But Luther I had for a year and 3 months on and around campus, and he has gone on now. I returned him in February to Yorktown Heights, New York, to return Luther, and Luther had a test to see whether he should go into guide dog school, and he aced his test and went on to guide dog school, and at the beginning of August this year, he was matched with a college student from Arkansas, and she's a junior, and she is from Thailand. And so Luther is now at Hendricks College in Conway, Arkansas, and he's going to go on study abroad in London in the spring and probably back to Thailand in a couple of years.
And you went to see Luther graduate?
I did. It was the greatest experience. I thought I was going to be crying the entire time because he was the sweetest dog. But actually, he had such a connection with his new handler that it was just wonderful. It was a wonderful experience, and I'm so happy. It was the perfect match. Luther clearly loves her, and she clearly loves him, and I'm just so proud. It's not a sad moment at all. It was a sign of real pride.
Did he know you?
He did know me. It was kind of wonderful because after the graduation ceremony, we got to go up and talk to the handlers and get to know the handlers. And they took Luther out of the harness. And Luther came right to me, and he was very happy to see me. But interestingly, which was actually a great experience, when I went to leave, he climbed up in his new handler's lap. And that may have made me feel like I was rejected, but it was actually the most beautiful thing that he could have done because it was clearly a connection there. And that's what really made me choke up a little bit. Not from sadness, but from real pride.
So you achieved your goal with him.
Absolutely. He couldn't have done any better. He became a guide dog because not all of these puppies do. And so, yeah, he was just a phenomenal dog. And it was really because of the Shepherd University campus that he was socialized so well in different buildings with different people. Students loved him. Faculty, staff all helped socialize him. And so he succeeded because of that. He got a lot of socialization experience.
Now, why did you decide to get Vasco?
I think because Luther was so, it was just such a rewarding experience, giving somebody independence, really. And it was such a rewarding experience, and I love dogs that I just wanted to do it again.